close tonight to have the yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim here, and Rabbi Grunblatt, and to tell the Bachrim, the yeshiva also, for coming to have you here as well. And thank you very much for making time to come to Chazit Doylam. And it's a big schos, we don't get it very often. It's an opportunity to hear a shir from one of the Gedolei Yeshivas, and especially one that's seen the community, and that we all have the opportunity sometimes to see on different occasions. But to hear a shir is a very unique, special opportunity. So thank you very much for making time, yeshiva. And let's see if we have a shir from the yeshiva.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. My home away from home. Well, I do have to tell you, it wasn't so pleasure getting here. We had trouble with the flights. A little hashgacha pratis. Somebody got fouled up with the tickets, and there was one flight that had seats. It was a 12 o'clock flight. I said, I can't leave it till I have shir in the yeshiva. The flight was delayed to 3:45. So everybody else on the flight was grumbling. I was happy. It worked out. It was great. So... So the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, brings down a case. Zel Omar, I have a relatively short time frame to fit it in, so I'm going to not do too much reading inside, but hopefully we'll still get the flow, get the drift. So the Gemara says, Zel Mashal Avosi, Zel Mashal Avosi. Two people are arguing about a piece of property, and each one says that it belonged to their fathers. The simple implication was that they inherited it from their fathers. Hi, Icy Sadi Davasihi. One of them brought witnesses that indeed did belong to his father. Let's say Reuven brought witnesses that it belonged to his father. But hi, Icy Sadi Davasihi Chazaka. And Shimon brought witnesses that he ate the years of a Chazaka. So the halacha of a Chazaka, of course, is that if a person lives on a field and uses the field in a normal way for 3 years, and the previous owner does not complain, so then he has a Chazaka, it's considered to be a proof that it's his. So, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Malo l'shaker. Why should he lie? If he would have said, yes, it belonged to your father, but I bought it from him, he would have won. Because he had the years of Chazaka. Chazaka reinforces his taina that he said he bought it is true. After 3 years, people lose their shahar, and it's considered a right as his. So he's contradicting the witnesses, though. He's not saying that he bought it. He's saying, Shalavosai, the meager wins. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, Mali l'shaker b'mokam edim lo amrinan. You don't say a meager against edim. So, Hadar Amalei. So this appears to have been an actual case. And the guy came back and said, In davasach hi v'zavanti minach, and I bought it from you. The hide, or from him, depending on the gear, said, "Hi, Demle Davasi, the Samach Leke Davasi." He was being poetic. It was as if it was my father's. I'm so sure that it's mine. So Tolan b'Chazav Tolan, or any Tolan b'Chazav Tolan. If you believe with this follow-up, so Ul Amar Tolan b'Chazav Tolan, Nardoy Amar Ain b'Chazav Tolan, Ain Tolan b'Chazav Tolan. Just skipping a little bit further. Modin Ardoi, a few lines down, Modin Ardoi, Hechad Amarlei, that although Nardoi do not accept this excuse, this poetic expression, but they do agree, Hechad Amarlei Shalavosi Shalakulume Avosecha, he says it belonged to my father who bought it from your father, the Chozer Baton. Because that is much more reasonable, it fits into it's my father's, yeah. Your father Taka used to be there, and that's why the Edom who said it belonged to your father are accurate. But after that point in time, my father bought it from your father. My statement is also accurate. I inherited it from my father. So exactly what the Machlokas is, let's first start with a little bit, we'll skip the Rashbam. We'll go straight to Tosfos. It says, Malu l'shaker. There's many complications in this Rashbam, by the way. If we started the Rashbam, we wouldn't get out alive. This is Mali l'shaker b'mokam edim lo amrinan. Tema l'rajba. Amai havim b'mokam edim. Why is this a amiga b'mokam edim? Neima shalavosa hasa yom echad. Let's say it belonged to his father, Shimon's father, for one day. And he bought it from the other guy's father. The Taninan liyorish. We tied it for a yorish. This, by the way, is a controversy amongst the Rishonim whether you could believe this particular taina with a migui. But Tosafot Shita is yes. Alright, well, in a moment I'll say, I think the outcome could be very similar even if you don't hold like Tosafot. Also, when it says later that the Nardoi agree, my father bought it from your father, the Chazer Betoin, even if I didn't say my father bought it, he lived there for one day, because we taina on behalf of a Yoresh, and we taina on behalf of a Lekeach. So if your father was there one day and you inherited it, then you deserve that we should taina on your behalf. The Lashon Shalavosei has an implication that's long term. It's an ancestral home, Shalavosei. And not that he bought it, ad she yafarish b'dvarav, until he explains his words. And then he goes on to say that the Nardoi are really saying the same thing, and the Lashon is a little superfluous. Alright, so that is the Shita according to Tosis. Abaya's Shita is, Shalavosa has an implication that it was there for long term. Therefore, to make the claim that you were there for one, my father was there for one day, and he bought it from your father, or will tie on his behalf, he bought it from his father, is not a sustainable, not a believable claim. What does Rabba hold? So there's a Ramban that apparently I did not put on the Marim Mekomos that says, Tamiyali Milsa Tuva. It's mind-boggling to believe that Miga could beat Adam. Edom are the ultimate birur. Edom give misa, Edom are motzi mamon, Tosafot Shita is that Migu is not motzi mamon. It's how would you possibly have a Shita in the Gemara that says that the Rabba, granted we don't paskin that way, but how could there even be such a Shita in the Gemara that a Migu could beat Edom? And the Ramban goes through a couple of different other questions and other steps, one of them similar to Tosafot's second question. And Ramban in essence says that the Svara of Rabba, we called it reinterpretation. The simple mashmos of the words Shalavosei implies that you were there for a long time. But it's not such an absolute. You could fit this argument that it was there for one day into those words. That also technically is Shalavosei. It's not usually how people use the phrase, at least certainly in this context. But it is possible. So now you have a dilemma. You have Edim who say it was Shalavosei Shalruven. But this guy has a migui. A migui is a certain degree of proof that I'm telling the truth. So if the Edim are telling the truth, and I'm telling the truth, how do you reconcile the two? I'll tell you what. We'll reinterpret your words. When you said Shalavosei, you probably meant that your father was there one day. If you explicitly come back and say that, Modu Nardoi, everyone agrees it would work. But Rabba says it works even without you explicitly making the argument. And perhaps you could even take it one step further and say like Tosis Habimin, maybe never even held that it's Mashmal Yolam. So perfectly, it's either interpretation or reinterpretation. But either way, it will come out that Rabba holds Migo, he agrees in Shas, Migo Malkam Edom Lo Amrina. Over here it's different because there isn't necessarily a conflict between the Migo and the Edom. However, when we get to Daf Lama Gimel Amud Beis, we have what appears to be pretty much the exact same Gemara, and that raises some eyebrows. But we don't have any, sorry, we'll have to stay focused. It says, Zeh Omar Shel Avosi, Zeh Omar Shel Avosi, Hai Aisi Sadid Avosi, this guy brings witnesses, it was his father's, Hai Aisi Sadid Al Tashnei Chazaka. And one brings witnesses that it was he ate the years of the Chazaka. Amrav Chizda, Malo L'Shaker, Iboy Amar Leminok Zavanti V'chalti Shnei Chazaka. You have that's similar to what Rabba said on Amar Aleph, and this time you have Abaya and Rabba. Rabba joins. Osfilahu Kadra Chizda, Malo L'Shaker Mokam Edim Lo Amrina. Let's take a look at the Rashbam over here. And we will see, I think, that Samasha from the Rashbam, that he's learning Chayin Rav Chisda at least, and Marsha says he might agree about Rabba, but he's learning Chayin Rav Chisda, that it really is Amiga Mokam Eden. Says, Hi, I see Sadat Vasihi Ad Yom Mosa. The Eden testified belonged to Reuven's fathers till the day of their death. Olam lo machru la'avoso shelzeh ha'sheni. So don't give me Yom Echad. Don't give me that my father bought it from your father. The Edom are clearly testifying that nobody bought it from them. Your father did not buy it from his father. Then he goes on to say, Amar al-Chizim malo l'shaker l'zeh she'yesha edi chazaka v'may d'ton d'shal avasi. Why would he lie? Iboy habil amar lay l'hai she'yesha edim edi avos sus avos minach zivinte. I bought it from you v'chatish ne'chazaka. Hilka. Me gudamatzi toin hachi. He could have said this, but he is kippatainuzu. Who lo chashash lito, and he didn't bother. Kiton namish alavosov. Afal gav de machish lohu la edim. Even though he's contradicting the edim, he's meheman. So he's stating again, you're contradicting the edim, and despite that fact, you're a neman. And if you haven't had enough, then continuing the next Rashbam, who is explaining Abai and Rava, Mali l'shaker m'lokam edim lo amrina, klomar, kol taina she'adam toen kigon zeh, any taina like this, she'amar she'alavosi, va'ata rotsu l'kaima edim mali l'shaker, and you're trying to hold it up, establish it on the, because of the basis of a migur, v'taina zu macheshes edim, and this taina contradicts witnesses, kihacha, as in this case, lo maminile, we don't believe it. Shere edim me edim shetainos sheker. The edim testify that your tain is false. Veheich tekaimenu, how could you possibly establish it alidei mali yishaker? Halo vadei mishaker hu, of course you're lying, you're against witnesses. Yecheskas hashal eshonim enu klum, and therefore the chazaka doesn't help you. Tav lechazaka shenim a taina. Chazaka has to have a taina. Your taina has been disproved, so you have no taina. Now, if we were to suggest, as the Ramban says, and probably Tosis holds, that the Svar of Rav is reinterpretation, and we were to argue that Rav Chisda is also reinterpretation, then this Rashbam misses the entire point. You made a whole speech. You want to be mekayim your statement, al yedei migu, but you're fighting Edim. So the Edim are saying that you're vadei sheker. So you can't believe these guys, they're vadei sheker. That's very true. And Rav Chisda agrees with that also. Rav Chisda says we reinterpret the words of the Baal Dabur, that when he said Shalavasa, he meant one of my father bought it from your father. You don't agree with that reinterpretation? You're entitled. Why do you give me a whole speech that Edom beat Migud? Of course Edom beats Migud. Rav Chisda also holds Edom beats Migud. If you're learning like the Ramban. So it seems to me that it's Mashma in the Rashbam that it's not reinterpretation. Rav Chisda is saying what it sounds like he's saying. Sounds like he's saying is that the Migui could defeat Edom. Says Ramban, T'mili mil satuba. How could that possibly be? How could Migui possibly beat Edom? Just in the interest of honesty, but we don't have time to get into it. There happens to be a Shadis and Tshuva Shem Kiveger, Madura Shbasra, Sim Kuchlamid, that says Pshat in the Rashbam that it is reinterpretation. He comes over the Dolchik Pshat, Afra the Machshul Eidim Mehemon, says it means Nira Kemachshul Eidim Mehemon. He doesn't address how he deals with the next Rashbam. And he has a way. However, we felt in Blatshir, you know, we proved pretty conclusively that the Marshal did not learn that way, that the Marshal learned Rashbam Kimashmos. I told the Chevra and the Shir, if any one of you guys would have tried that Mahalach, I would have blasted you, but Rikivegra, okay? Can't do anything about that. But the Marshal learns the conventional reading, and I'd like to offer an interpretation according to the conventional reading of the Rashbam. So we have a Shais and Chubas Marshach. Marshach's case is... there's a halacha, Radan Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If a person enters somebody else's house without permission, And Adim saw him go into the house, and they saw him leave the house, but there was no evidence that he took anything. And the owner of the house says, I have stuff that disappeared, you're a ganav. The guy is putter. You can't accuse me of being a ganav just because he trespassed, just because he went into the house without rishus. However, if he entered the house and he appears to be hiding something under his coat, there's something bulging there, it looks like he took something out, but they can't identify what it was, then the Baal HaBayis is nema to say that you stole. He's nema to say what you stole, although he has to swear, and then you have to pay. But that's the halacha. So the question comes up, what happens if this fellow denies what the Edom say? The Edom say, we saw you enter the house. We have no evidence you took anything, but we did see you enter the house. And the guy comes and says, I never stepped foot in that house. So there's Deus brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that he has to pay. Why? Because he's a Huchsa Kafram. Since he said he did not enter the house, and that has been contradicted by witnesses, so he's been shown to be a liar regarding this case. And the halacha is, anybody who lied about this particular case is no longer believed in anything he says about this case. He might be believed in other cases. He doesn't come puzzle. But he's a hufsa kafir. So now this guy says that you stole from me. He says, I didn't steal from you. You're not believed. Because we already caught you on a lie. The Edom contradicted you. So the Marshak goes through a rather, a discourse on a possible interpretation. There's a concept in halacha that there are certain things that it's acceptable for a person to forget. Things that you don't have to pay such attention to. So he might have forgotten that he entered the house. But then he says, and this is what I'm interested in, the second column, there's a little arrow here to put there. V'yira l'fi aniyas da'iti. L'chalek v'ofen acher. It appears to me to make a different chalek. The lomar and to say, you cannot, and don't forget, we paskin, whatever Rav Chisda said, we paskin like a bai and rava. But afal pikein, over here, we wouldn't say migam akamedim lo amrinan. The mai da amrinan bi alma, mali the shakar makamedim lo amrinan. Hainu hechashe edim mechayiv im mamun bei dusan. That's when the testimony of the edim are mechayiv im money. You can't be believed with a migu contradicting the Edom or Mechayiv you. Amnam kishabala hakish as a Edom. When you're contradicting the Edom bedover, she'adayin ain ha Edom Mechayiv nosamamon. They were not Mechayiv you money yet. Yira she'esh lamino. I think that you should be believed. The ain kam makam lomar migu makam Edom. It's not a problem, migu makam Edom. The lam rina lachziko kafron. He doesn't become a huxer kafir, either of them. He has a migo, he could have said, I didn't take anything. He said, I never entered the house. He's believed and not the Edom. And he's lo amrinan hachzikan kafir nachashaso, afil shetia hachashim musa de ramila. Even if it is something that he has no excuse for forgetting. So what's going on? What does that mean? Adayin lo chayv mamo. What's the difference? You're still fighting the Edom. So I have a yesod, the people in the Chavos Chaim in Queens, most of the yeshiva knows this, because I talk about it all the time, it comes up in many sugyas. Yesod gadol l'niyas daiti in Hilchos Edus. Edus is not naturally nema. We don't believe two Edom because we have some kind of svara that two Edom are probably telling the truth. Alpisfara, Lahabdil, in the Gaiusha world, they also have Edom. But what do? The judge or the jury decides whether you trust the Edom or not. Some Edom are more trustworthy than others. There's no natural nemanus. The mashal I give is supposing you had two cups of water on the table, and one of them had poison in it. Some thug is pointing a gun to your head and says, you have to drink one of those cups. Two kosher Edom come in and say, the poison is in the cup on the left-hand side. Your father comes and tells you, the poison is in the cup on your right-hand side. So what are you going to say? Al pishnayim edim yakum davar. The two Edens said it was on the left-hand side. And my father is an Edeth, and not only that, he's Karov, he's Pasul Edus. So I have to follow the two Edens. Not true. It depends on your relationship with your father. Use your seichel. So what is Edus? If you're going to run a legal system, it's impossible for courts and judges to know what actually happened. You can't be in all places at all times. So you have to have a system that makes some sense. So the system that the Torah made was two Edim. Once we have that system, two Edim have the ultimate nemanus. Trey Kameya, they could do everything, they could give Misa, Motsi Mama. But it's only because we need to have a legal system in order to paskin halachas. So what if the Edim aren't paskining halach? There's no particular reason why they're neman. Amigo, on the other hand, is a logic. Amigo has nothing to do with paskening halachas. If you're conducting business with somebody and he tells you something and you realize he has amigo, that might be a compelling argument to believe him. Nothing to do with halacha. It's logical. So says the Marashach, Avad amigo makam edim lo amrina. And anybody were to come and tell you, amigo makam edim lo amrina, tamili mil satuva. However, when the Edim say you enter the house, that doesn't paskin any halachas. Entering the house doesn't do anything. It only sets the stage that if you walked out of the house with something under your coat, then we would have halacha. That's not what happened here. We have no Edim that you walked out of the house with something under your coat. So it didn't paskin any halacha. You come and say, I didn't enter the house. Who are you fighting? You are fighting two gentlemen who maybe one day will be Edim. But they're not Edim right now. Because what they said, that has no halakhic nafkamina. Adayin l'chai mama. So you have a migud. If you have a migud, there's a logic to believe you. There's no particular reason to believe the Edim. So memela, there's no din of migud makam Edim l'chai mama. That's, I think, the story of the Marshah. So, migum makam edim amrina. So, how does that help us on Daf Lama Gimel? Here it is, Nogei Halacha. And to tell you the truth, it better not be the same as Daf Lama Gimel, because on Daf Lama Gimel, we pass can be going in Lormin. Yes, there's a Rav Chisda, but we pass like a Bayan Rav. So, it seems to me that there's room to say an in-between level. Now again, based on this premise, Edim are not automatically Edim. Edim are Edim if and when they pass in halacha. And if Edim are giving you interesting background information, and now we're trying to decide whether this guy's a liar or not, he's perfectly within his rights to be believed with a meter. What happens in the case of our case? Ze omer shel avasai, and the other guy has shnei chazaka. In order for the Avosai person, was he Reuven or Shimon? I think it was Reuven. In order for Reuven to win, so Reuven has witnesses that it was his father's. Shimon has Shnei Chazaka. What would happen if Shimon said, you know what? It was your father's, but I bought it from you 3 years ago. That's why I've been sitting here for 3 years without a peep. You never said a word. Clearly, I bought it from you. He'd be believed. What if Shimon said, what are you talking about? It belonged to your father. It belonged to my father. I inherited from him. And Reuven didn't have any witnesses. Shimon would win. There are two ways that Shimon could win. He could win if he could be believed to say it belonged to my father. He could win if he could be believed to say, I bought it from you. So I have Edim that say, Reuven has Edim that says it didn't belong to your father. That doesn't mean that the field belongs to Reuven. It's possible that Shimon bought it from him. Okay, it happens to be that Shimon admitted they didn't buy it from him. Ah, that's true. So you put those two pieces of information together, and now you have a chiyuv ma'amar. It's not quite the same as the Marshah. The Marshah entering the house never is mechayiv yumam by itself. It's only background information, and it's never part of the mechayiv mamon. If you were able to steal without entering the house, you stick in the, you know, people do that, there are cases, they stick in the thing and take something out of the house without ever entering the house. It's also connected. It didn't have anything to do with the mamon. Here, it is part of the chiyum mamon, but there's a tziruf, there's a combination. There's two inyanim here, shalavosai, and there was no sale. So I believe that it's quite possible one could say, according to the Rashbam, that the machlokis between Rav Chizkiya and Abaye v'Rava is how do you view such a scenario? Abaye and Rava say, okay, fine, but both pieces of information exist at the same time, so the Eidim have a partner. Good. So I'm mechayev mamon with a partner. But I'm still no ge'el halacha. I'm telling you, a psak halacha is not doma to the Marshav's case. 100%. Eidim are believed. Rav Chizkiya says that's a step in Havana, in Lomdus. Something has to happen. You have talk about the father, you talk about the sale, and you have to join them together. So he views that in Lomdus as a two-step process. On step one, before you join together, you're not an aid yet. But the migu is there. Migu is a logic. Migu starts. We don't find out about it until later, but once we know there's a migu, it was there all along. Migu is the logic. Logic doesn't take any time. It's not a step. It's a reality. So there's a logic that says that I am telling the truth. When I say it belonged to my father, you have two wonderful gentlemen who are saying that it belonged to Reuven's father. But before they get a chance to graduate into the status of Edim, my Miga destroys them. So once we understand the Yesod, that Edim are not automatically Edim, in order to be stamped with the Chashivas, the value, the power, the Nemonis of Edim, you have to Paskin the Shaila. So have you Paskin the Shaila by saying Shalavosa? Very nice. You told some interesting history lessons. Right, that's nice to know. But didn't paskin anything. No, but he didn't say lokachti. He admitted that he didn't buy it. Okay, that's that. That's not you. But I'll join together. If you take my edus plus you take his odah, and his odah isn't mechayev him either. Plus you take it contributes to the chiyas. And you put them together, then it's mechayev mamon. So Abaye Rav said, well, that's it. They join together. They are together. That's a natural, automatic process. Says Rav Chizkiya, no, that's a lomdus. That's a step. It has to happen. Before it happens, Migu gets in first. And Migu says, you're enough. Let's say he didn't have a Migu. Then it would work. Because nothing knocking out these two gentlemen. And there's Hodos Baal, and then they join together, and then you have Hodos Eidus. So it comes out, Lanias Daiti, that Shan Darash Baam Avada, he's telling you that Migui defeats Eidus. But not Stamazoi Migui defeats Eidus. Right? If you have a situation where Eidus are made on something, and it's not a two-step process, there's no way Migui's going to defeat the Eidus. Eidus is 100%. For example, we better not get sidetracked. But so you have cases where migui, where it's a fair, but here, where it's a two-step process, it could be, that's why the Rashbam struggles a little bit. When he explains the Bayan Rava, he starts with a klomar. Klomar all usually means that there's something up that's a little bit not so glatt, you know, you have to touch it up a little bit. Why did you say, you know, every time you have a migu, it's fighting Edim, the Edim win. You want to be Makayim the Taina, and it's Malishaker, and it's Macheshes Edim, Kihocha. This is really different than classic migu makam Edim. Classic migu makam is a direct war, a direct battle. Of course, migu loses. But I'm saying, even if it's not so direct, but it is considered direct, because you're trying to be Mekayim my statement, and you're trying to be Mekayim his statement. And his is Aliyadei Migui, mine is Aliyadei Migui, his is Aliyadei Edim. So therefore, it's a migam edim, but it's not just a simple, simplistic, straightforward migam edim. And Mela, I think we can understand the machlokas, Rav Chizkiya and Abaye Rava, without violating the tmiyah li milsa tuvah.